The parade of powers prognosticators are revealing of their plans for us. But I've yet to hear our commensurate response, i.e. one that's global in scope, that penetrates the deep social relations of class, as powers does implicitly, never inviting discussion of it, of course, and attempts to enlist global humanity in this massive transition project. Now, that's largely a matter of our not having our own public media commons, our own shared public discussion space, our own shared voices to echo throughout our day to counter powers. But that we must figure out how to create such spaces could not be clearer. So in this space, how do we, the people, come together to invent the future we want? Getting a design draft, putting it on the people's telegraph. I'll try to present as much of does capitalism have a future as I can, so that we can engage with it and advance our thinking on the question and hopefully make progress toward consensus. But let me share briefly how it begins. Quote, our quintet, because it's five guys, Wallerstein, Collins, Mander, Nguyen, and Calhoun, our quintet gathered to write this unusual book because something big looms on the horizon, a structural crisis much bigger than the recent Great Recession, which might, in retrospect, seem only a prologue to a period of deeper troubles and transformation. Emmanuel Wallerstein explains the rationale for predicting the breakdown of the capitalist system. Over the next 3 or 4 decades, capitalists of the world, overcrowding the global markets and hard-pressed on all sides by the social and ecological costs of doing business, may find it simply impossible to make their usual investment decisions. Unquote. He's going to be arguing that the sine qua non of capitalism as a world system is not wage labor, or production for exchange and profit, or the class struggle, or the free market, but rather the endless accumulation of capital, which Rosa Luxemburg told us 100 years ago, by the way. So this historical situation, he says, will ultimately reach its systemic limitations. And this is from Does Capitalism Have a Future? But what about organized power? Where do they fit into this analysis? Is one of the key questions. As we begin examining that book, we're going to be asking this.